Hulu has live sports again. That means you can watch plenty of basketball, baseball, and hockey on Hulu Plus Live TV. And you get access to the largest streaming TV library. Start your free trial today so you don't miss a moment of the action. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Download the DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS, that's code HILLS, for a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for you and your family. We have the hottest grills from top brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And since our stores are locally owned and we're committed to helping our neighbors, we'll also assemble and deliver your grill for free. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their grills. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through September 7th on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Labor Day event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything, plus new doorbusters from $5.99, including deals on jeans, tees, and more. Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through September 9th. Head into Banana Republic Factory to save on faves with 50 to 70% off everything. Plus, clearance is an extra 50% off. Shop dresses, sweaters, jackets, and more from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Wendy's famous 4 for 4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4 for 4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to remind you that you are not alone. Each day, we highlight conversations with celebrities, athletes, and mental health professionals who share their experiences to help you manage feelings of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a 2-hour in-depth discussion as we take the mental health temperature of the nation. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
We figured we'd go down there into my basement, and that wallpaper is the play call sheets from the 2018 season. It was a perfect time during the draft to do that, and there was more space. But right now, all they're getting is the backdrop of my office that I'm in my home office.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Vincent Goodwill.
One thing I'll say about Michael Reinsdorf is this, and I firmly believe this. He has a famous last name, but is a pretty anonymous person throughout all of this. But he's very sensitive to the success of the franchise. I truly believe he wants to win. And I think he has a chance here to make a name for himself, to step outside of Jerry Reinsdorf's shadow while Jerry is still here and making the final decisions. That's a very tricky process, and I don't think that we can all appreciate the fine line that he has to walk, that he's trying to walk here. And making a decision like this means you have to have a bunch of people on board and behind you. And whether it works or not, I think just the fact that he's willing to go through a top-down overhauling of basketball operations says a lot about his desire to want to get this thing right.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station.
Work. This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS.
What a time to be a Chicago baseball fan. Both the Cubs and Sox are among the top teams in baseball.
Long gone. It's a grand slam.
Adam Engel is there. A no-hitter.
The best Chicago baseball talk is right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. Live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score.
It's Mark Grody on 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
What's up? Good afternoon. Mark Grody with you.
Yes, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Coming up in about 1 hour from now, we are talking a lot of White Sox with Josh Nelson of the Sox Machine podcast. The Bears general manager scheduled to Zoom with the media at 1 o'clock. That would be Ryan Pace. After which, assuming that we still have time between now and 2:10, we will play back as much of that as possible. Many questions and hopefully some good answers from Ryan Pace coming up. It all leads up to Cubs-Cardinals Game 5 of 5. At 2:10 is when the broadcast will begin. Zach Zabin on the pregame show. Pat and Ron with the call at 3:10. And the Cubs not with a must win, but a you damn well better win, because you can't lose 4 out of 5 to the St. Louis Cardinals and see your lead dip to a half game, even though the Cubs have played 9 more games than the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's continue to talk about the Chicago Bears right now, though, with J.J. Stankovic of NBC Sports Chicago. He is there every day, just like I am. What's going on, J.J.? Thanks for coming on the holiday, brother.
Happy Labor Day, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, man. And there is much to talk about with the Bears, obviously, but I'm not starting in the direction that I thought I would be with you today because of a... Yes, I think the word is cryptic. A cryptic tweet from Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson. And yes, it is his verified account, Allen Robinson II. And that cryptic tweet, which means it can be good or bad, is just the little face with the zipper emoji, as in to connote that he is trying to keep his mouth shut. So again, that could mean something good that he has to keep his mouth shut about, or something bad that he is keeping his mouth shut about. What say you, J.J. Stankovic?
Allen Robinson is really into the cryptic tweets. If you remember last week, he tweeted something, I don't even remember what it was, that could have been interpreted as him talking about a contract extension or a lack of a contract extension with the Bears. And we asked him about it on one of his Zooms, and he was basically like, he dismissed it. So I'm not super into reading into Allen Robinson's tweets, but he is very active on Twitter. And I'm not surprised that he maybe would be a little salty about the Bears not having signed him to an extension yet. When you see the other extensions going around, you know, Keenan Allen was the latest one, 4 years, $80 million with the Chargers. Allen Robinson deserves an extension, but we're getting to the point where you have to wonder if the Bears are going to give it to him. And it's going to be kind of topic 1A with Ryan Pace. I think it's something worth asking him before we even talk about the quarterbacks, because Allen Robinson is the best player on this offense. And if the Bears aren't even offering him a contract extension, that is an issue and something that we probably need to delve into.
Yeah, and I think his tweet last week was something to the effect of, I can only control what I can control. And somebody did ask him about it on the Zoom, and maybe we could find this at some point in time, because I certainly don't want to mischaracterize or misquote what Allen Robinson is saying, but he didn't really give a specific answer other than to say that, in general, that is life, that we can all only control what we can control. So it's still possible that he has to keep his mouth shut that he got the extension, but it could also be going the other way as well. So I will look forward to hearing what Ryan Pace has to say about that. I'm not going to be on that particular Zoom call, JJ, so I'll depend on you to ask all the hard questions today, and then we'll play as much of it possible back for you once that wraps up. So that's scheduled to happen at 1 o'clock, so we'll find out more about Allen Robinson. One other question on Allen Robinson. Could you think, JJ, of any reason why the Bears would not want to or wouldn't give an extension to Allen Robinson? And maybe it's about over amount of money. I don't know. But is there any reason they wouldn't give an extension to Allen Robinson?
The only thing I can think of is that they're looking at the cap in 2021, which is expected to go down by as much as $23-24 million, and saying, we just can't commit to anyone, any extensions for next year. And that would be one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that other teams around the league are looking at the same cap and the same number and being like, we can make it work because the players are good that we're signing these extensions to. And Allen Robinson is unquestionably the best player on the Bears offense. So using the cap going down next year, to me, is not really a valid excuse. You can make it work. You can always make the salary cap work to fit in the right players. And if that means you have to make some difficult decisions on cutting guys next year, for a guy like Allen Robinson, it might be worth it. So this is going to be something, you know, I will say the Bears, usually when they get these extensions done, it happens right before the season, and not like right now, but like a day before the season. You know, if you remember Eddie Goldman, when he signed his extension, that was on the Friday before the season. Akeem Hicks was the same deal. Cody Whitehair, same deal. So the Bears usually play in this arena right before the season starts. The interesting thing with this is that there are other wide receivers up. Like, if the Bears keep waiting, is DeAndre Hopkins going to get $23 million a year from the Cardinals, and then all of a sudden Allen Robinson is going to be like, I want that. You know, right now you could probably extend Robinson for 20 or so million, but, you know, Kenny Golladay might come up and get an extension for 20 million or so. And then Robinson might say, yeah, I deserve a little more than Kenny Golladay. So the Bears, by waiting on this, are potentially increasing the price they'll have to pay for Allen Robinson. I don't know what their plan is, what their thinking is on it, but I sure am interested to hear what Ryan Pace has to say about it today.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Mark Rohde talking to J.J. Stankovitz of NBC Sports Chicago, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 that you are listening to right now. You said correctly that Allen Robinson is the Bears' best player on offense. Who do you think has to be or should be the Bears' second best player on offense this year?
Well, it's got to be the quarterback. Or I guess should be the quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think it will be the quarterback, but, you know, I think you want your one of your two best players on offense to be your quarterback. Certainly. I think the guy who's going to wind up being the second best player on this offense, I think, will be Tariq Cohen. I think he's in for a really big bounce back year. If you just look at what having two tight ends, really three tight ends who are just capable, can do for him. You know, he talked a lot last year about how when he motioned out into the slot, he was always against DBs. And when he took carries out of the backfield, it was always a linebacker hitting him in the hole. And that's because the opposing defenses just didn't respect the Bears' tight ends, and nor should they have. They were awful last year. So if you can get tight ends out there, Jimmy Graham, Cole Kmet, Demetrius Harris, who can be those adjusters that Matt Nagy likes talking about, that's how Tariq Cohen gets those favorable matchups, and that's how Tariq Cohen in 2018 averaged nearly 7 yards per touch. Last year, he was down to 4.7 yards per touch. I think that goes up. It's a lot closer to 2018 because the Bears have some tight ends who are going to command attention from, be it a linebacker or a DB, and that will allow Tariq Cohen to get those favorable matchups, and he'll take advantage of them.
Funny you say that, because before the season started, and I'm sure you and I talked about this at some point in time, before the season started, when anybody would ask me about Cole Kmet, the Bears' second-round tight end pick out of Notre Dame, I would say, you know what, it's probably going to take him a few games to acclimate to the NFL, and I don't know if he makes an immediate impact. In the short time that we got to see him, and I realize this is dangerous to assess, but I kind of changed because he seemed to catch everything that was thrown his way that we were able to view. It seemed that he was in the right place at every point in time. When we spoke to him, he sounded confident. I think he's going to make an impact right away. What do you think about Cole Kmet this season right away?
I think it depends on what your definition of an impact is. Because I think for Cole Kmet, an impact right away would be being on the field, blocking well, and being a guy who the defense has to take seriously. My definition of an impact for Cole Kmet is not him catching 60 passes for 95 yards and a touchdown. It's more like I'm just more concerned about how many snaps he's taking and if they're good snaps. So for me, you know, if Cole Kmet goes out and catches 3 passes for 35 yards against the Lions, but he's on the field for 50% of the snaps or something like that, that's probably a good game for Cole Kmet to start his NFL career off with. And then what happens to the rest of the offense around him? Are the Bears using 12 personnel more? Is Tariq Cohen getting the ball more in good matchups? Is the run game better because Cole Kmet is contributing in that way? There's a lot of other things Cole Kmet can do besides catch passes. And I think if the Bears are looking at this thing, they obviously need him to have some production in the passing game, but there's a lot more that's going to go into his game and the impact he can make besides just his receiving yards.
Yeah, I think that when I say impact, yeah, I don't mean that he's going to have a 100-yard game or even an 80-yard game, but I do think he is capable of at some point in time making a 30 or 40-yard play in the game, whether it's his third or fourth catch of the game, whatever it is. And maybe that's because of the bar that was set so low by Adam Shaheen, which you never depended on him to do.
No, and that Y tight end has been a barren wasteland since Matt Nagy got to Chicago. I mean, he hasn't had a wide tight end who he can trust. And I think in Cole Kmet and then Demetrius Harris, who, by the way, had a really good camp too, Matt Nagy's got two guys who can play the Y, that inline spot, that he can trust. And I think that is going to be a really interesting wrinkle to this offense. You know, we're focusing so much on Trubisky and the quarterbacks and what can they do with that. But I think there's a really untapped part of Matt Nagy's scheme using 12 personnel that we just have not seen over the last 2 years that Kmet and Harris give the Bears an opportunity to use. And if you look at the Eagles and the Chiefs, the Eagles were number one in the NFL in 12 personnel usage last year. The Chiefs were fourth. So the two closest cousins of the Bears offense used 12 personnel a lot. The Bears were third fewest in 12 personnel usage last year because they just didn't have the players for it. I think that changes this year, and I think that is a reason to be optimistic about the ability of this Bears offense to be better in 2020.
I like that you talked about the untapped part of the Bears offense, and then the other big figure in that is the starting quarterback, at least for week one, and that's Mitchell Trubisky. Is Trubisky prepared to finally help Matt Nagy untap his offense and allow him to do the things that Matt Nagy has been dying to do since he arrived here? Do you think that this means that they think that Trubisky is finally ready to do that?
We'll see. I mean, you know, Mark, you heard Matt Nagy talk, you know, about Mitch winning from the pocket and staying in the pocket and not bailing out and making those throws over the middle that are such a staple of this offense. And Nagy saying, like, hey, that's something we wanted him to do. We told him you need to do this, and he went out and did it. But it's great that he can do it in practice. It's totally different in a game. I mean, I've never played quarterback in the NFL. I don't know what it's like to have an orange jersey on and not be hit in practice. But I would imagine it's probably a little easier to stay in the pocket when you know you're not actually going to get hit. So can he do that when he can actually get hit when he's got Trey Flowers actually coming after him rather than Khalil Mack running toward him and then letting up because he can't touch him. Like, is that going to be something Mitch can do throughout the season when the pressure is actually on him? I don't know. But that's something to keep an eye on. The other thing to keep an eye on is his footwork. And, you know, it's notable that Matt Nagy said his footwork has improved. Mitch talked about that, too. Going back to what John DeFilippo told us back in the spring, that when he looked at Mitch's tape from last year, he noticed his footwork got sloppy as the games went on. So is Mitch's footwork going to stay consistent throughout a game? Is it-